Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy here, as always, with the lovely... I've said that word too many times. Here with the smoke show, Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I'm just looking for a grown-ass podcaster to podcast with, and I just want to know if you're a grown-ass podcaster.
Maybe if I just say it enough times, I'll convince you it's true. Yes, I am a grown-ass podcaster. I hope I'm worthy enough to be on this podcast with you and with our special guest.
Joining us tonight is somebody I would also jump the fence for. Star of RHAP summer programming, Mari has blessed us with her presence. We are so excited, Mari, that you are here. Welcome to the Wrap Up.
Hi, Haley. Hi, Amy. And unlike Noah's mustache, I am here to stay as long as y'all want me. So... I'm so glad to be here.
We will not ask you to leave the podcast midway through and then come back.
Oh, okay, great. That's glad to know.
Don't have to get rid of any of your superpowers. Podcast with us. Yeah, we're so excited, Mari. We'd love to hear about how long you've been watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and how you're thinking about this season so far.
Yes, man, can I just say, I want to thank you guys for basically getting me back into the franchise, because it was you.
Sorry.
It was Raya, unfortunately. It was y'all and Rachel, of course, that got me like really into it these last few years. But I've watched like far back. I remember like my earliest memory was watching a Lorenzo season. I think I got hooked by the whole like Prince thing. And I remember not watching the finale like that night. I got up early in the morning before I went to school to watch the finale. And when he didn't pick Sadie the Virgin, I was like crushed for the rest of the day. I think I like failed a test too. Like it was so bad. I was like so invested. I was like, Prince Lorenzo.
But it wasn't the Disney Channel ending that we were promised.
Exactly. And that was kind of like my first like foray into it. And then I of course I watched Andy and then Brad, and by the time, that was my senior year when I watched the Lorenzo one in high school. So by the time I went to college, you know how you kind of like fall off in college, but I did watch Brad's first season, and that led me to Deanna and like The Bachelorette. And so then I watched her season, but I still feel like I call myself it has to be like a casual, because I only watch when I like the lead. Like I can't, if I don't like the lead, I don't watch it. So I, of course, jumped back in for like Sean and Catherine and then Desi. Oh, my God. I love Desi. So when she was announced as Desiree, when she was announced as the Bachelorette, I was so excited. And I still hold to this day that her season has the cringiest moment on it when, what was it, like Garrett or something, basically broke up with her. And she was like crying and telling him not to go because she was going to pick him. We all knew she was going to pick him.
Oh, what's his name?
Brooks.
There it is. Sorry. Brooks. Yes. I knew it was something like it was Brooks. She begged Brooks not to go. He left. And then she picked Chris. And so she spent the rest. I felt so bad for her. She spent like the rest of the year, like defending, picking Chris and saying how he wasn't like second place. And that was just so good. But like, no matter what, I always watched BIP. So I didn't watch a lot of The Bachelors after that, but I always watched Bachelor in Paradise. I remember just stumbling on the first season and watching Claire. That's why I was so excited when Claire got announced, because I watched her on BIP. I didn't watch Juan Pablo because I don't know why anybody would have picked him as The Bachelor. So I knew from Desi's season that he shouldn't have been The Bachelor. And but like I said, I watched all the BIPs, so I love the BIPs. I watched Colton because I watched BIP. Like I told you guys, I got back in like really into it for Rachel's season, and it's just been so good. You guys have definitely made me jump back into the franchise. I didn't watch Hannah's season, Hannah and Peter seasons, because I didn't like either one of them. After Colt's season, I'm like, y'all picked Hannah? Like, no offense, she's cool and all, but like, out of all of those awesome girls in Colton season, y'all picked Hannah? And I was just like, I couldn't do it. So
we were right there with you. Yeah. We truly could not understand. And we both really enjoyed Hannah's season, but in that moment, we're like, they're picking Hannah? Like, Tayshia's right here. Tayshia is the obvious answer. And she got passed over then. She got passed over again when Claire was chosen. Mm-hmm. So it finally we have Tayshia.
Yes, finally.
I'm loving her as the Bachelorette. She's already one of my favorite leads ever.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm. But I just like it's eating me away that she just didn't get a full season. Like, I think she's doing so well with what she was given, but I just feel like both her and us as an audience were robbed of a full Tayshia season.
Mm-hmm. She's such a natural.
Like, yes.
She's already just, and it could be because we've had the time with Claire, but just the fact that like she's giving all these guys the time of day, like it really like plays well on screen. It's like, this is what I want to see. Like she like is talking to Ed. She's talking to all these people that we had no clue who they were. So
exactly. And I'm actually, you know, like I always, of course, would have loved Tayshia to be the original pick, but I did like the Claire situation. I think we would have gotten a regular season if the pandemic craziness didn't happen. I truly do believe that. Mm-hmm. But it works. Like the duality of them, and like I said, I'm a big Claire stan. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if they don't like her or whatever. I'm all for knowing what you want. So I think the duality of seeing first Claire and now Tayshia is actually making the season even better, in my opinion. Because
I think that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Claire was like the guys around Claire. Y'all made a great point. Like the guys around Claire were so like different and stuffy, and now that Tayshia came in, like half of them, like Ivan, look at Ivan, he's come alive since Tayshia's been here. Like he seems so small and sweet and timid around Claire, and he's just like all full of swag now that Tayshia's there. So I love it. I appreciate it. I'm not mad. It's quarantine. Throw at me whatever you can. I mean, we watched Tiger King this year, so I'm down for anything at this point.
Amy, I was literally just thinking the other day, I was like, can you believe we watched Labor of Love this year?
I know.
And we podcasted about it?
Were you like me, reminded of it because of Ed holding that baby and like the challenge, the spelling challenge they had to do?
Exactly.
I think the producers were like, well, we can just steal from the show because nobody watched it. So we'll just like take the date from that show.
Yeah, you can count me in that. I did not watch it. I'm sorry. Even y'all podcasting about it couldn't get me to watch that. So.
Yeah. These things, they don't feel like it was this year at all. But yeah, we're seeing like a real life second chance season. Like these guys have this new life because I think partly they adore Tayshia, but also just like they saw the writing on the wall that they were going home. And now they're like, they have a reason to stay. And they feel like they've got this other chance. So, and it's a second chance for Tayshia that she didn't know she was in the running for this season at all. get out of quarantine and get to go somewhere. It's better than nothing. So, yeah, I'm excited about this season. This episode had, it was a little hard to follow at first for me because of the order, the structure we kind of talk about when they don't follow that typical flow, because we didn't end on a rose ceremony. So for like the first half of the episode, I had forgotten about the other half of the guys that were still there. How about you guys?
Definitely. I thought when we, after this date, when we went into the rose ceremony, I was like, wait, what about the other guys who didn't get a date?
Right. Exactly. It's like, oh, they got their date last week. Was that the pool date?
So. And it made it so difficult to remember the connections as well. Mm-hmm. During the rose ceremony, I was like, wait, okay, no, she likes Spencer. Right. I remember that. It was just really hard to keep track of like kind of like the front runners because, you know, you have that recency bias. Like she just went on a date with these guys. So so-and-so is the front runner. But like I don't like it. I really don't like it. And I don't like how this episode ended with a date too. So I really want them to go back to the original structure because this is really throwing me all the way off.
Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't even get a one-on-one date on this episode, which I was expecting. So it is hard to know like who's kind of a front runner here because we didn't see as much of other people as we did compared to last week. But we start out with a date. I don't think they even gave us a date card. It was just sort of like a voiceover from Joe saying, oh, these are the guys on the date. Montel, Ivan, Ben, Damar, Chasen, Joe, Ed, and Bennett. And this was in the preview. Ashley and Jared are hosting this date. Mari, what did you think of this lead-in? They got this like theatrical entrance.
That was so cute. That was really cute. I like the theatrics of it all. I like Ashley, I and Jared. I don't listen to any of like their periphery stuff, but I do know them from BIP and all that. So it was cute to see them. I was in the camp originally, like, Ashley, girl, give it up.
You know? So. I think we all were.
Yeah.
We're rooting for her and so Kevin.
Yeah, so now to see them, like, together and happy, it's still kind of weird for me. Like, last time y'all were on screen, he was running away from you, so. But I love them together. I love this challenge. I thought it was interesting that it was a grown man challenge, and then it was like, math? Like, okay, what?
Yeah,
Haley. We all know we don't use math as adults.
Right. I certainly don't. Haley, usually they do like kind of more like relay race type things for this type of challenge.
Yeah, I think maybe half of La Quinta was blocked off that day because they could only use like this weird classroom. Do you think this is on the resort, this classroom? Like,
yeah, it didn't look very impressive.
Like they cleared out the business center.
Yeah.
It kind of just looked like a typical classroom, I think. So, yeah, this was kind of backstage, I think, of La Quinta. Oh, speaking of, did you guys see the preview? Did any of you watch Big Sky and see the preview or find the preview for Matt James' season that they were?
No.
I did see that there was a clip online, but I haven't searched it out yet.
Yeah, so it's like a 30-second clip. I didn't watch the show, but I found it online. And the resort looks really cool for where they're filming, too. Like, they have this, like, big, like, estate, like, mansion-looking place when they come in.
Listen, so. I've always thought Pennsylvania was an underrated state.
I think so.
Oh, they're in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. But anyway, so Jared and Ashley are judging them. They said, Tayshia wants a grown-ass man. Do you think this challenge was planned for Claire originally? Was that like one of her lines or did either of them ever say this?
I don't know. This definitely feels like a date that was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did you like this or the love language date better?
I like
this one.
Yeah
me too.
I like this one. I like the trivia element. I'm a trivia head. I do like trivia, just like on the challenge when they have the trivia challenge. I like it. It was just weird though. It was kind of out of nowhere. I don't think have they ever done this?
Yeah, they've done like similar-ish things. I don't know if it was as blatantly like throwing somebody under the bus as this was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bennett, it was not really his strong suit. It was the way it made it look was that he did the worst on the trivia. He couldn't do basic math or spelling. So, but it didn't seem to completely affect the results, as he still managed to win. Was this set up for Bennett from the beginning? And they were just surprised?
Yeah, yeah, I don't get how he won.
No, I don't either. And I'm sorry. It made it look like he paid his way into Harvard. I hate to say it, but I was like, oh, okay. As many jokes as they were making about it, the Arizona State joke was kind of hilarious as well. But yeah, so Ashley and Jared picked the winner of this one?
Yeah, so it seemed a little like set up. Yeah, I did see a good meme going around. It was like Bennett's mom on the way to submit Bennett's application, and it was a picture of Lori Loughlin. So something to look into. Yeah, and I love that little storyline we have with DeMar. Like, just like, okay, the one thing I know about DeMar is that he went to ASU and he's bringing it up. So I like that. So they had to do spell limousine, then do kind of math. Like, so Tayshia went on this date, and then like 2 one-on-ones, or, you know, then they had to add that up. Didn't seem that complicated. And then like a time adding up, like if she leaves at this time, and then an hour and 42 minutes pass, what time will? Yeah, and Bennett got all those wrong. So. Yeah, and then they had tug of war, and he opted out of tug of war, so that's 2 rounds that he failed. So yeah, it comes down to the breakfast in bed, and all the guys had kind of a different strategy. Haley, whose breakfast in bed impressed you the most?
The one with like bacon and eggs. I mean, the guys who are like scooping yogurt into a cup and being like, enjoy, Tayshia. I'm like, ugh, yourself. I want a full breakfast. I want a very large glass of chocolate milk, and I also want a mimosa.
Right.
Sure, I don't think those two things are going to mix well in my stomach, but I still want both of them.
I want the options.
And did Bennett make, like, were those like beignets?
That's what he said. How did they get those?
Okay, there was no deep fryer there. He found a package of beignets on the table, and he put a little bit of powdered sugar on. Like, I know for a fact, from my many weeks now of podcasting about Great British Bake Off, no way Bud was able to just whip up a beignet in the business center at La Quinta. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like donuts, and then he just kind of like frosted, like tried to like cover them in powdered sugar or something. Exactly. Yeah.
Was it Chasen who just took his shirt off and got into the bed?
But yeah. Then he was like, Bennett, why you're in a robe? I'm like, you're literally doing this confessional with no shirt on, Chasen. Like, what is wrong with you?
Do you understand how mad I would be if you promised me breakfast in bed and you brought no breakfast and just crawled into the bed like half naked? I'd be
trying to put your dick on my head. Like, no, that's the opposite of what I want. I don't want your sausage for breakfast.
Yeah, I love how you set it up.
Food, because I just want the food.
Thank you.
I love how he set it up too. He was like, I've got something really special planned for her. Like, he was gonna do this some over the top thing. It was just like, no, I'm the main course. That was revolting.
I would have rolled my eyes so hard and said, okay, get out. Like, what?
Yeah, like, at least Bennett was like trying to be sexy, but also brought food.
Right. Yeah, he just got in the bed with her. He wasn't like saying he was the course. He had food with him. So.
And was he the one that Tayshia called bougie?
Yes.
She said she's bougie too. I was like, yes, I'm not mad at it.
we thought that Bennett and Tayshia were going to get along.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, who are you rooting for? Who do you like?
Okay, who do I like? That's very different questions on who I think is going to win.
Okay.
Because again, I love Aiden. I just think I liked him when it was Claire. And I was just like, there's something about him that's just so nice, well, and soft spoken. And then as soon as Tayshia came, like I said, he really just turned on that other, like that sexy side. I was like, oh my God, I'm such an Aiden fan. I love her and Brendan. I love that whole disclosure of them both being divorced. I think they have Yes, they have a major spark. And he kind of looks like her ex-husband too. Am I wrong in that?
She has a type. Okay.
So, and then Zach C is, it's cute. I can tell she likes him. Like, again, we didn't get to see, because I'm trying to think back to last week's episode. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to recall. I know her and Spencer hit it off, but I can't I haven't seen anything since. So, but definitely my favorite is definitely Aiden far and away. And then Brendan, I love them together. So those are my two favorites. So Bennett winning this challenge, I was like, oh, I smell a producer setup when I see one.
Yeah. And then Ed was the loser. He was crowned, instead of a grown-ass man, he was crowned the man-child, and had to carry this baby around. See, I was thinking they would have to do like a challenge where they all were doing something with babies, but no, it was just Ed had to carry it around the rest of the night. I don't know if he's still carrying it around.
I have a question about Ed.
Yeah.
So Ed was able to do the tug of war, but he couldn't do wrestling?
Good point. Wouldn't your shoulders dislocate for tug of war just as much as wrestling?
I don't know. Like, I guess it was more legs with this one, but you're trying to like grab at something.
Oh,
and he could have fallen and hurt himself. I don't know.
Maybe. I literally wrote, "Who is Ed?" Like, who? I had no clue who he was until this episode. Like, what is happening?
And what is he doing there?
Yeah. So when we get to that wrestling date, I have some words for Ed.
Yes. So Ed named the baby Carlos. And then
okay.
Yeah. Jason is not a fan of Bennett, and then they had like beef over like that Bennett wore the robe to the second portion of the date, but then Ed is upset with Jason for being an imposter or something. So there's a lot of different like mini feuds going on. How long do we think this has been brewing? Do they have too much downtime going on?
I think there's probably a lot of this going on, but we just never got any of it because we were focused exclusively on Claire and Dale.
That's real. Or it could have been like the producers are like, hey, that 2-on-1 date is coming up.
Yeah, we need to expose something.
We need some tense moments to put two people on a 2-on-1.
Who are we calling for it? Is it Chasen and Bennett? Is Ed going to be there for the 2-on-1 still?
I feel like Chasen, it's going to be Chasen and somebody.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's Chasen hands down. Like, he's definitely going on that 2-on-1. And Bennett, can I just say for like 2 seconds, I am not a big fan of Bennett as a lot of people are. Like, I mean, I like him. He's mm-hmm. cool and all, but like, I swear, he does the absolute bare minimum. And Twitter is just, they love them some bit. I'm like, wow, y'all, the bar is low, huh?
the bar has always been on the ground for men on The Bachelorette.
I'm like, I saw like tweets are like, oh, look at how he puts his jacket over his shoulder from last week. I'm like, what? Yeah, he's not. I don't get it. He's cool. He's a funny character. You can tell they put him in those situations so he can act like the snobby guy. But I don't get it. I don't know.
You're not following his skincare routine on Instagram. That was the last thing I saw that he was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think
I don't think I would personally make out with him, but I'm enjoying him as a TV character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's that he was the only one we really got any sort of differentiating qualities compared to Dale, and you know, on Claire's portion. It was like, well, okay, Bennett has his little chateau and he puts on face masks, so it's something. Oh, and he was getting those end segments, but yeah, definitely not like a ton to go on here. And I don't think he has the full, like, he doesn't seem to have that, like, I don't know if Tayshia's really feeling it, because he came with the, like, can I steal you away right away? And she did not like that. So Claire wanted them to.
He wasn't even the first one she went away with.
Right. Then she let Chasen swoop in. So that was interesting.
Yeah, it was like access denied. Like that was hard to watch. I was like ooh, like yeah. She was not feeling it. I don't see anything between them. I really don't. So I'm not surprised Tayshia wasn't ready to jump to go spend time with him. So
yeah.
Do you think he's gone in the next rose ceremony?
It depends on how much the producers like him, I think. I think at this point he is like there on the producer's whim. So I think he'll be there for a while. Maybe we're at 15 now, right? Mm-hmm. So there might be a little bit more fat to trim before you get to him, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I don't think I'd like to see them on a one-on-one just to see what would happen. But he doesn't strike me as someone that would get one. So then Chasen makes the move of like, okay, after Tayshia does a toast, can I take you? After he already saw that Bennett like was kind of first in line. So I can see there's some bad blood between them, but Chasen's big story is that he's never been in love. And he's a family guy. Were you feeling Chasen at all, Mari?
No, not at all. I mean, not even for what the boys say. Like when I say I'm not a fan of Bennett, I mean it as in I like him. He's a cool person. I just, you know, he's not my cup of tea. When I say I don't like Chasen, I really don't like Chasen. Like, I really don't. Like, that stunt he pulled with Ed and the whole, like, you know, bucking up to him and trying to be intimidating, I don't like that. That is a red flag, first and foremost. So, I was immediately turned off. So I'm not a Chasen fan. I do like that when Tayshia brought it up to him twice, he did try to rectify the situation. And I actually really do think that his apology was sincere. But at that point, you know, men who do stuff like that, that do that aggressive stuff, you know, the ones that apologize as well, like that's not something I want to see personally. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I went with that, but I just didn't. I didn't like his initial reaction, because anybody can say sorry, you know. Mm-hmm. Just if you had that initial reaction, and then the aggression that he showed throughout the rest of the episode as well was not a turn on.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I do think his apology was genuine, but the fact that so many times his automatic reaction was to stand up and try and be in the power position, it wasn't really my thing. Right. Later on in the episode, when we saw him going toe to toe with Noah in like a fun wrestling competition, like I was pretty uncomfortable watching that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of aggression over like seemingly minor things. So what Ed brought up to Claire was that, you know, he didn't want to name names, but, you know, Chasen seems to be saying the same things about Claire as he is about Tayshia. I think it would help me if we had actually seen, you know, any of these scenes of him. Like, I would like to see the clip kind of him. I think it'd be funny to see the side by side of it, like him saying the exact same thing. I didn't get the really why it bothered Ed so much, like, but we always have to have that right reasons guy, right? So.
So, Amy, do you think it's actually true? Because I feel you on that. If he was saying the exact same things he was saying about Claire, about Tayshia, don't you think the producers would have been like petty boots and did a little montage?
I would think so. So maybe I just think he doesn't have that big of a vocabulary, you know, like if he said Claire is hot and he said Tayshia is hot, or he's like they're sexy or something. I don't know what he said exactly, but
that is really the way bothering. Much kinder way than I was going to say it. Was that it? He is a dum-dum, so what do we expect?
Can't think of anything to say.
And did anyone think like I did, like this was the kiss of death for Ed? Like the moment you bring drama to the lead, it's kind of like,
waste your time talking about anyone else. Exactly. And if the lead brings somebody else up to you, just say, you know, it's hard for me to get involved in that because that's not why I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm trying not to focus on any of the other guys. They're doing them. And if they do something, you know, that displeases others, well, then I'm not sure. Like, I'm not really involved in that. And then that's just where you leave it.
Exactly.
Especially, Ed is like 36. He should not be playing the games of a 24-year-old boy.
I was wondering, you know, Chasen called them Batman and Robin. So like Robin for Ed and Batman was Bennett. Do you think Bennett's kind of like pushing him along? Because we've seen them kind of in these little scenes where it's Ed laughing at Bennett's jokes about Chasen or about Noah's mustache and stuff. So could he be set up by either like Bennett or the producers to like, hey, like this could be your way to get in with Tayshia, is like if you have something you're concerned about. I just wonder, like, there's always that guy, and it's like, how do they not know to not do that?
It's probably because they've never seen the show before.
Well, none of them knew who Ashley and Jared were, right?
So hilarious.
They didn't know. Yeah. They definitely didn't know who the music, the Listen to Your Heart people were. So me and Chris. So yeah.
So I definitely think, like, if you have no connection with the lead, I think you know you don't have any connection with them. And then the next step is, okay, if I don't have any connection with them, maybe I just try and make my time here get more camera time. And that's why, to me, it's always the kiss of death when you're like, oh, hey, well, you start gossiping about this guy. Like, that means you know you have nothing significant to talk with them about. So you spend your time talking about somebody else. So, I mean,
you know,
that's Ed.
It is now that you say that, it's making me think it could be a good VIP move. We've seen that with a lot of when those little feuds come up, those people are always on Bachelor in Paradise.
That's true.
No matter how early they go out. So yeah, I guess if you see you have no connection, but you want the camera time, then you know, you make your bed. You're not gonna last that long, but
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So then we, let's see. Oh, they were also asking her, like, asking Chasen, are you as fired up about Tayshia as I am? Like, wouldn't you want somebody to not be so you have less competition? That was confusing to me as well. But after she gets that news about Chasen from Ed, she does pull him aside. Mari, how do you think he handled that part of it with Tayshia?
Talking to her, I mean, she said after, like, in her confessional that she still had feelings for Chasen. So he did handle it to her face in a good way. Mm-hmm. Now when he gets back to Ed, like we said, that was very not cool and very uncomfortable. So I think the only reason why she keeps giving him so much rope is because they did have an initial spark, unlike Ed. That's why Ed bringing this up is just like not smart for him.
Mm-hmm. Haley, there was also like a weird like argument about Chasen saying he's on cloud 9, and then Ed was saying that's a Zac Efron movie. Is that one you're familiar with?
What?
I think I've only seen High School Musical in 17 again. Okay. Oh, I think IMDb I saw
this.
What's the one with Seth Rogen? I saw the first one of that. The boy next door, or like the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the one where he was like Freaky Friday with Chandler.
That's 17 again.
17 again. Okay. I don't know. I like Cloud that 9. One. I didn't look
I
it up
don't
yet.
Know. I don't think that's a thing.
I think did Ed say that or
yeah,
Bennett?
I think
Ed is just trying to sound cool with what maybe the millennials are watching, but Ed doesn't really get that, you know, he should go with a Timothy Chalamet movie rather than
there is a Cloud Nine is a 2014 American romantic sports drama film.
Stop it.
But producer Ashley Tisdale.
Are you serious?
Stop it.
But who is in it? It doesn't say.
I'm
it
dying.
Stars Dove Cameron. That doesn't sound
wow.
like.
Wow.
Ooh.
Hmm. A snowboarding movie.
Oh, okay. We're
what
gonna...
is Ed watching?
Are we going to watch this movie in our off season and podcast about it?
Perfect for the winter, right?
Yeah.
And then there were some other like little mini date moments. Was this when Ivan like did the blindfold?
But Ben was before that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Ben, they seem to have a strong connection, at least in this portion. And then he kind of like fell down a little bit in the second, second date. But
I actually didn't know Ben's name until I think he popped up like the third or fourth time down the road. I think I kind of was getting him confused with Zach C. I'm so sorry, y'all.
I'm not sure which guy you're talking about. Like, I know that it's Ben.
Yeah, he's like the really tall, broad-shouldered guy, but that could describe a lot of them as well.
I was going to say, you're describing every man there.
Yeah. He was the one that they were afraid to like match up with in Tug of War.
Yeah, there's like three of them that almost look exactly alike to me. That is so rude. I'm so sorry, but it really is. It's like, and they all got minimal camera time with Claire. So
yeah.
I had to go back and figure out his name.
Yeah, he's
but
the
they
one.
Definitely look like they had a lot of chemistry together. They were like macking on each other like hard.
Yeah, he was saying that he was nervous around her and he doesn't usually get nervous. I feel like that's a good line, even if it's not true. And then he was the one who the second date was like, I'm going to be the last one to pull her away. And that'll be my move to make sure I get the group date rose. And that didn't really work out.
Raise your hand if you saw that was a bad idea.
How early on in him saying that were you like, this isn't happening? I think I've trained Ethan well at this point because that first confessional happened. He just looked over at me. He's like, he's not going to talk to Tayshia.
Right. That's too good. So Ivan did the Tayshia called him the dark horse. So I thought it was kind of interesting to already like be describing like, oh, you know, he's kind of like creeping up there. And then the one thing I didn't like that he did was he kept like saying grown ass man. I mean, a few of these guys did. And it's like, okay, I don't think she's like that literal, like really caring about this date that we have to like prove it continually in the cocktail party. But I thought they were cute together. She didn't mind like having strawberries with a blindfold on. So I think you have to really like somebody to do that. What was the Haley? Do you remember the guy that did like he tried to like force the lead into like a fantasy suite on the first night, like a fake fantasy suite? And
was that Desiree's season?
I don't remember. Oh. Or Ashley's somebody. And then they got kicked out right away. But
yeah.
So it can either go one of two ways. You're doing stuff like that. And then Ivan gets the group date rose.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was happy about that.
Yeah. I kind of like how Tayshia does it too. She sort of like lets you know like who's in the running for it and then picks one of the guys. Because she was like, Ben, I really enjoyed my time with you. But Ivan, here you go.
And I don't know if this is the right time to bring this up, but Tayshia is such a good lead because she can have, it seems like she has good chemistry with almost everybody. Mm-hmm. So adding to, you know, that adds to the, oh my God, who's she going to pick? But also it's just very enjoyable to watch because, I mean, later on in the episode, she's macking with everybody. I mean, one of my best friends is like texting me. She's like, oh my God, all this kissing is giving me anxiety and like the era of COVID. I'm like, yeah, but they're being tested. And I think you can tell who Tayshia really likes because it's the people she initiates the kisses with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a kiss with Damar, too. I think he was reading a poem to her. I don't know if I can't remember if it was this date or the other one because they're a little blurring to me. But she like grabbed him. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to see more of him as well.
She's just such a good lead. I mean, oh, my God. She just gets along with so many people. Like you could tell she has basically like no, I mean, she has a type, but she's just so good at just connecting with people. And it is just a complete 180 from Claire.
Yeah. Like it doesn't seem fake at all. Like, so I think it's going to be a good season because I think the guys that get cut, like are not going to see it coming, because it's like she does kind of vibe with so many different people and can like play it off to different degrees, even if, like, you know, obviously she's going to feel stronger for other people. And so, yeah, I don't know all of her tells yet. And it feels like the season is a lot more unpredictable than past seasons we've had.
Exactly.
And I wonder if it feels so much more unpredictable because the first half of the season, it was shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
That could be it.
And then we have Chasen announce that, like, to the whole group, hey guys, just so you know, I've thought of a new word for Tayshia, and she's a smoke show. Okay, so that's what I'm going to be calling her from now on. Like, why did we need this? And why did it need to be announced? I was so confused.
How did they not just be like, Chasen, come on, man, just sit down. We don't need this.
Right. And was this, okay, was this after Chasen had, like, went up to Ed and said, like, you called me a fraud or something like that? And then Ed was like, yeah, I sure did. Was that it?
Because
I was seriously like, oh my god, now I have to go listen to Hamilton's Your Obedient Servant, because that was so much like vibes. like I can't take it back if it's true. I was like, oh snap. He legit was like, yeah, I said it. And I was like, wow, these two, I really thought that if both of them survived the rose ceremony, they would definitely be going on that two-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah. We just haven't got it yet. But they are the last two called, of course. Mm-hmm. the guys that she gets rid of, two of them were that group of four. So, you know, it wasn't as much of a threat as we might have thought. Peter and Montel. Hardly knew them. And then Jay. So I feel like we didn't see much of Jay either.
Who is Jay?
Right.
Was he the one that kind of looks like Ben?
Yes.
And Zex? Okay. Yeah. See that? I was writing their names down. I was like, who is that?
So at least we get one of them away that looks exactly like the other guys. I liked how she explained it though. She was like, I got rid of these three because I didn't feel a romantic connection with them. And I don't want to lead anybody on. And I don't think it seems so simple, but I don't think we've heard someone say it in exactly that way. Like, yeah. They wouldn't really, I don't know. They just wouldn't really explain it that way. And I just like that. She was basically saying that I feel some like romantic connection with all the guys that are left. And she only had to get rid of three, which I like as well. We still have a lot of options here.
Was it three? I thought it was four.
I think it was only those three.
Oh, snap.
Some of the guys were talking about how they were surprised that it was so few.
Wow, I thought it was four. So again, the camera probably showed a guy who was staying that I thought was leaving. You said Peter, Montel, and Jay. It was just those three? Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's all I could see. And then, but like someone like Blake, who was so visible on Claire's season, I thought he was gone. Like, he's still there. I don't think he's one of, like, I thought for sure that she'd send him home because of, he didn't seem like he was that strong of a connection with her, but she must have seen at least a little spark. Then we get start out with our group date the next day, looking for a perfect match. So we didn't get the 2-on-1, but even the guys knew that Chasen, like, since they were on this date, it was going to be wrestling. So we have Easy, Brendan, Joe, Jordan, Ben, Spencer, Ed, and Chasen looking for the perfect match. We see two women from, I don't know them, from, was it WWE? Do you know them, Mari?
Okay. So let me tell you, this is like the perfect time for me to come on your podcast.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you guys know, but I am a very, very big WWE fan. My Twitter is a lot of wrestling.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yes. And so I was watching the show and I was just watching, cleaning up, and I audibly yelled. Like, I was like, ah, it's Lita. So Amy Dumas, the WWE wrestler, she was the one who was talking to the guys. She is a really, really famous WWE women's wrestler. She's like in the WWE Hall of Fame. She's one of the biggest names in wrestling. Her name was Lita back in the early 2000s. Her and Trish Stratus basically brought the women's division to where it is today. They kind of bucked off those bra and panty matches, those gimmick matches, and they were the first two women to actually headline a Raw in 2006. So it's a big deal that she was there. The UFC girl, I'm sorry, I don't know who she was, but I was so excited when I saw Lita. So yeah, they got into that wrestling date. Like, they were legit.
Okay, I'm glad to explain that, because I had my like DVR, you know, and it says like who's on, and it said like Ashley Eckinetti, Jared Haven, and then it said Lita, and then she didn't introduce herself as Lita, so I was like, who is Lita on here? Okay, that's cool. And then how did these guys impress you with their matchups? They seemed a little like unfair matchups to me.
It was too much to me. Like, I was like Tayshia sitting there. I was like, oh, guys, like, calm down. Like, it was just too much. These matchups, I couldn't tell who was paired with who. I'm not going to lie, because I was just like cringing because I didn't want anybody to get hurt. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was. I think this was clearly the producers just not caring. I'm not going to lie, like, the producers this season have been on one. Like, ever since that naked dodgeball, they are like really, they are habitual line steppers. They are stepping over the line, the producers, in my opinion.
Yeah, it seems like maybe, you know, Ed didn't want to match up, you know, because he's like, oh, I have this, like, my shoulders periodically dislocate, so I'm not going to match up with Chasen. I don't want to have to go to the hospital. Like, are they actually trying to get someone in the hospital and get out of this bubble, and he saw through that or something?
That was like so irresponsible to me to try and put Chasen and Ed together. Like, that was so irresponsible. And I was actually like, Ed constantly looks scared. He looks scared all the time, like, not just before he was about to have to face Chasen. But I was actually like, okay, thank you, Ed, because there's no way that was going to end well for anybody. And I, again, who is in the back okaying any of this stuff? I need to know.
Yeah. Haley, one guy I was loving on this date was Joe, the anesthesiologist, who was talking about, well, like, I have to go up against like a former football player, collegiate athletes, and like, oh, I was, you know, I went to state as, you know, in high school for volleyball.
I love Joe as our comedic relief this season, and he's one of my favorite side characters. I don't think him and Tayshia are going anywhere. I don't think we're going to probably see him after next week's rose ceremony, but boy, am I enjoying Joe while he's here.
Yeah. And then his snack talk.
Dr. Joe!
Yes. He was like, you're really nice, and I like your eyes. I love that he's, yeah, the comedic relief. He's not trying to be something he's not. And he seems like kind of that observer that's just like watching the chaos go on.
He's so amazing. I hope they do Paradise, and I hope he's going to be on there.
Yeah, I would love that. And then how did they crown Chasen? Because it's like, it didn't seem like he matched up with anyone else. It was just
no clue. Again, I think it's like how Bennett won the last one. It's just, they're like, here you go, you win, Chasen.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
So the big drama, aside from between Chasen, Ed, and Bennett, was that Noah decides to jump the fence. In this case, the wrestling.
Okay, let's give Noah a little more credit than that. He didn't decide to jump the fence. Because Ed pulled out.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison or Tayshia was like, do any of you guys who are not on the date want to come into the ring and, you know, wrestle to fill this out?
Yeah, that's true. He did, like, ask for a volunteer.
Yeah.
He was asked. They asked for a volunteer. This wasn't Noah just jumping in. He was asked to jump in. So he jumped in, and good for him. You take time when you have to. He's behind. He's, you know, a couple hours behind everyone else. I think him and Spencer are kind of the underdogs here, because the other guys are always going to not like these two because they came in later. Mm-hmm. I give props to Noah for taking this opportunity and doing the best he could with it. And he got the rose. So F all them other guys.
Right. That's one other thing that was really telegraphed, right? Like, as soon as like the rose is sitting out there, and then like, if he gets it, then like, we're done, you know, like, That's the only thing that would really bother me, is if he gets the group date rose. It's like, well, obviously he's going to get the group date rose. So he, yeah, and he had to fight in jeans too. Like, he didn't get all the equipment that the guys got. But Chris announces after the match, like, okay, all you guys in the audience and Noah, you have to go back because, you know, the other guys are going to continue on their date. And then Tayshia steps in and is like, you know, Noah, you jumped a fence for me and I really appreciate that. So I'd love it if you joined. So that didn't sit very well with the guys, but I thought it was, you know, fair play because he basically participated in the date the same as they did, more than Ed did.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah,
Tayshia wanted it. That's what Tayshia gets. I mean,
now, what do you think?
There's no rules.
What do you think is going to happen? Because he wasn't originally on that date, and we've seen, I think it was Chasen talking about, like, it's going to be a big problem if he, what if he gets a one-on-one or is on the other group date? That's going to cause a big issue. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. Like, I feel like he has to be on the other group date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Because he wasn't technically selected for this one.
Yeah, and it would cause more drama, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And getting in the previews, it looks like Ivan gets the one-on-one, right?
Oh, I didn't notice that, but that'd be nice.
Man, the episodes are so chopped up, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah,
because I was like, well, wasn't Evan on the group date? But that was the group date from last week, technically. Mm-hmm. Or like the group date that came before the rose ceremony.
Yep.
Right. Yes, it is confusing. They have their little moments. I think Noah was the first to pull her away as well, so that didn't sit too well with everybody else. Then we hear Ben discussing his strategy, his devious strategy that he was going to pull her last to distract her. Of course, that did not pan out. But then Noah is kissing her, and she makes a comment about, like, Noah, I want to tell you something. And he knew. Oh, you don't like mustaches. We think he's heard this before. How many girlfriends or prospects have asked him to shave it before, do you think?
At least two.
Yeah.
I'm going to counter with, I think that was a quarantine stash. I don't think I don't look at these people's Instagrams, mm-hmm. but I don't think he had that mustache before he went into quarantine.
I love that.
Yeah, I think he wanted a way to stand out, and that's how he chose that. Because that was a stash.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I wasn't sure he was going to do it because they showed that whole segment of him leaving. The guys had said he'd been gone for an hour, and I don't know if he didn't bring a razor with, so they had to track one down because it shouldn't take an hour to go back to your room and go get one. But then he just brought it for her to do it. But he said it was like his superpower. It was like his little buddy or something.
I don't get it.
Do you think he looked better with or without it?
Without it, of course. Yeah. Like but I will give it to him. He kind of looked like his like face and head shape, like without the mustache, kind of looked like Woody from Toy Story. But he still looked better without it. He looks way younger without it too. I think
that might have been why he had
that
one.
Was the thing. Yeah,
because mm-hmm. they talk about that he's 25. So
yeah.
Then they get to the end of the night. Let's see. Anybody else's like one-on-one time impress anyone?
Brendan's.
Yeah.
I just dig them together. He was just going on and on about something, and then she's like, "Can you shut up?" And then they made out. And, you know, he took it well. It wasn't. I could see some of these guys being like I should be able to get to talk as much as I want. Where Brendan's like, "You're right. I was talking too much." Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were really cute.
They are so cute together. Yeah, that's the only one I really remember as well. They're so cute.
Yeah. So then she comes back and we see kind of everyone pulling her away, even if we didn't see like a big segment with them. Of course, Ben is waiting. Then she comes back and is kind of giving that final toast. And he types in like, oh, Tayshia, can I pull you? And it was, I was like really like tense for him because she was just like, no, like, you know, it's the end of the night. Like, this date is done. And, you know, I'm pretty, like, disappointed you didn't pull me away sooner, to be honest. So I just like, too, that she just stood her ground. It's another thing I feel like we wouldn't really see that often. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they'd either just, like, go with it, or just be like, well, no, like the night's over. But like, she really like spelled it out that she was not happy with it.
So, like, I just remembered Spencer was on this date as well, right?
I think so.
Who?
I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
So ooh, now it's weird.
God, I love Spencer's face.
But he had all that camera time last week, and now he didn't get much this time.
Yeah, I think like they made out maybe a little bit, but we didn't see like anything really strong there. Like, yeah, nothing stood out to me, like even from the wrestling portion with him.
Yeah.
Jordan too, like we don't see much of him.
Poor Jordan. Yeah, I like him. I really do like him. I think he is, and he's only 26 too. He's okay. Like only a year older than Noah, but yeah, him and Tayshia haven't connected yet, and him letting Noah take Tayshia back, but
oh yeah, that's true. That move of like, I'm gonna let you decide, and it's like, well, the lead always kind of has to go with the person that interrupts, I feel like. So
that's true. You're right.
Easy kind of faded into the background as well. Yeah. He was on the state. So it really like became the Chasen Ed Bennett show for kind of like the side characters that don't seem like they'll end up with Tayshia. But at least we're getting to know different people.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, the last scene. Did you guys see that little segment with Brendan on the little kid riding horses?
Yes.
Oh my God, that made me laugh. Like, he's just such like a goof.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so funny. I was dying.
Thrust.
He's like, what the hell is your thrust? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so oh, man. Yep. So that was a good episode.
Yeah.
I forgot that it ended in the middle of the date. Once you started wrapping it up, I was like, oh my God, it did end.
This is where we ended. This is a really strange ending, not even like a one-on-one or anything. So Mari, that you saw a potential one-on-one next week with Ivan. Did anything else stand out to you in the preview?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Maybe I was tripping, but that's what it looked like. It looked like her and Ivan had the one. I don't want it. He's talking about them both being biracial. What else? Okay, guys, I'm just an unabashed Ivan stan, so after that I was not
tuned out. Yeah. I don't remember anything, so I'm just hoping you guys could fill me in. Let's see if our listeners have anything that we didn't cover yet, because they have questions for us. We have an email from George. He says, hi ladies, a few questions for you. If the two of you had a tug of war, who would win and what would you want to be sitting on the pedestal to motivate you to pull hard? And if you had breakfast in bed delivered to you, what would it consist of?
I just can't imagine anything would get me to be involved in a tug of war.
Not even cheese, Haley?
No, like I would say maybe paying off my student loan, like if the rest of my student loan payment was on that and I had to tug of war for that, maybe, but I'm really unathletic. I would just lose.
I would think of some old injury, like Ed come up with, you know, pull a Bennett and Ed,
I'd be like, guys, I just got knee surgery. I mean, year ago, but I just got knee surgery. I still use that excuse all the time, like, sorry, I can't do that, I just got knee surgery. Ethan's like, that was like 2 years ago. I'm like, I still got it, whatever. What do I want breakfast in bed? I want waffles, I want crispy bacon, like I said, I want a mimosa, and I also want like a fruit compote for on top of the waffles. I want whipped cream on top of that, and I want powdered sugar on top of that. But I want extra bacon to really balance out the sweetness.
I want like a sweet and savory mix, like a chocolate croissant and then like some kind of like egg frittata or something like that. How about you, Mari?
I'm a steak and eggs girl. Ooh. Everywhere I go, it's the steak and eggs and hash browns. Ooh, hash browns.
Oh, hash browns. Crispy hash browns. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, and we didn't really get into this. Chasen's nickname is Wolverine. What is your nickname? Haley, do you have a nickname for Ethan? And would you prefer Ethan to call you a smoke show or something else?
Something else, I think. I don't really have a nickname.
H Strong like worked well. You know, my mom always called me Haley Elizabeth when I was in trouble.
The Ethan longer doesn't really have
it. Yeah, Ethan doesn't really have a good short form for his name.
Yeah, I mean, like, Mari, are you like me? Like, it's like our names are already pretty short. Like, you know? Like, called Aim sometimes, but
Mari is actually my nickname.
Oh, okay.
My full name is Mariama. Yeah, ooh, it's like African. So, but I go by Mari basically, and that's about it. You should not be calling yourself the Wolverine. I'm sorry.
That was upsetting to me. And then he does a little hand action.
This was brought up way too much. There were like multiple drinking games we could have had. Anytime he said Wolverine, anytime the guy said grown ass man, like anytime he said smoke shows, like, yeah, it became the Chasen show. But yeah, he's trying to make Wolverine happen, and
let's not.
And then he said, I like Tayshia, but did she really think a wrestling group date would involve low-key wrestling? You know, Tayshia's new, so she hasn't seen what the other dates were like. So
that's true. And we know it's the producers. We know this is the producers. The lead is not saying, yeah, let's put them in a death match. Okay. It's the producers. Right. You know?
Yeah, because, were you impressed with Tayshia's like little routine at the beginning? Like, did she learn some?
It was all right. Like, yeah. I just did not like this date overall. Like, I was so scared from the moment they announced it. Well, minus Lita. I did love Lita. Right. But, like, from the moment they announced it, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Because I was so scared of somebody getting hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they must, like, have a plan for that. one thing that stood out to me is so random, but, like, in the credits. So I was watching, something stood out in the credits and somebody's nickname in parentheses, you know how you have like a name, first, last name, then the middle name or something in quotes was COVIDs. And then I was like, who would have their nickname be COVIDs? And then paused it and it was like the COVID compliance officers. So there were like three of them listed in the credits. they've got like a whole team going on. So they might have a plan for what happens if somebody did have to go to the hospital, but I feel like they'd just be eliminated.
Yeah, most likely. Which is why I think Tayshia was yelling like, be careful, be careful.
Right. And then he also asked, what is with all the guys this season wearing no socks and pants that stop halfway down their legs? It can't be a thing because Chris Harrison isn't doing it.
Yeah, but Chris Harrison's old. So, like, I don't think he's getting in with, like, the short pants trend.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison was getting in on the oversized suit trend 20 years ago.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's really hot there. So, socks are probably just not appealing. We forgot to mention that Wells, like, we barely saw him, but Wells was, like, the... Chris finally has a co-host for these like sports dates. So they started like not making the lead do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Did he introduce him as like a wrestler? I was like, wait, what? I'm so confused.
Hopefully it was a joke.
I hope so
But yeah, I'm kind of surprised that Wells just seems like someone that would just stay on and become like the bartender at La Quinta too. And finally, if tonight's episode of The Bachelorette ended at 9 p.m. and it takes you 1 hour and 15 minutes to get ready for your podcast and you record for exactly 1 hour, what time will it be when you finish? Yes. So those are the
11:15?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. 15? Okay.
This is not a math podcast.
Right?
Certainly is not.
Will Harrington says, who is this Ed guy? When did he get on the show? And could you take anything he said seriously with a baby in his arms?
No, I absolutely love the comedy of him and Chasen arguing and Ed's just holding this fake baby.
Yeah, it was a good visual.
And Ed is like, Ed was just overdoing it. That's why I said he had to be doing it for the camera, because again, when Chasen came back and said that apology that seemed very sincere, Ed was still like going and digging. And that's when the other guys were like, oh, maybe we should go and step in, because it doesn't, they even said it doesn't seem like Ed is going to let him apologize. So count your days, sir.
And we got a tweet from Elizabeth B's 17. She says, are we team Ed or team Chasen?
Team bash my head against the wall.
Thank you.
Not since, like, what was it, Waboom and whoever else was his nemesis. It's like, there's no winner here.
Oh, my God. When they went to paradise. Oh, that was horrendous. It was good. It was great.
Yeah. I forgot they both went to paradise.
Mm-hmm. They milked that, man.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to date them. Josh Creek, are we sure Tayshia's not really running an underground UFC combine?
She might be.
Against her will.
Yeah, that might be nice if the you know, the beauty and lifestyle space doesn't work for her.
Yeah. That reminds me, I loved when she was like talking to, I think it was Riley, again, someone that wasn't very visible this episode. And he was like, well, what do you do? And she's like, well, I travel. I'm in the beauty and lifestyle space. Like, it's clear, like, he didn't know, like, that she was an influencer or anything. So I love that. Hannah Torrance, how many nouns / adjectives are appropriate for a bachelorette contestant to have in their vocabulary to describe their future partner?
You want a lot, right?
I mean, an adequate amount. Like, I didn't, again, I wasn't paying attention to Chasen. So if he was saying the exact same things that he was saying about Claire, I wouldn't have known. And like you said, Haley, his vocabulary just seems like it's just on the small side. Not really like him, you know, being malicious about it, mm-hmm. or like being a camera hog. He just doesn't know that many words.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just weird to me that, like, the guys are picking up on it, that, like, I guess they don't have that much to talk about, so they're all talking about, like, how excited they are about Tayshia. Yeah. And Rowan Corey Friel, is shaving your hideous mustache a great date activity?
No, I feel like it's gross.
Very gross. Very unhygienic.
Yeah, and then they kissed right after, and I feel like you're going to get those stray hairs on you.
Ew.
And I don't know, like, I don't see Noah, like, being the one, because it's like, I think she'd be afraid that, like, the mustache is going to come back. Like, she can't fully control it.
Right, and but they made it, didn't they make it seem like on the, like, this season on The Bachelorette that he's, like, going to make it far, and then her dad or all the guys or somebody's going to be warning her about him or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it did seem like he had more villain left in him. I don't think it was just this episode, right? So, Justin Feinberg, has Ethan ever been referred to anyone as a grown ass man, and has anyone ever called him a man child?
Yeah, me. I have.
Cindy Bolin, now that they've seen it happen once with Claire and once with Tayshia, will all the guys try to join in on group dates that they were not invited to, since both Blake and Noah got rewarded for doing it?
I hope not. Yeah. I hope those were just like special little instances. I don't want it to be like a regular fixture. I like when those things are special.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have easier access for sure now, because it's like everything's happening on site. So shouldn't be too hard to figure out, like, where all the cameras are pointed, and, you know, where things are going on.
Where the lights are, like, where the lighting is.
Yeah, this is like the conference room we always seem to go to. But yeah, I hope not. And they seem to like have a lot of activities where the live audience is the guys anyway. So they
get, yeah, that's what I was about to say.
They kind of get to go anyway and kind of scope it out.
Right. They need them to fill the room, so they're already there.
Katie Sheely, why is a pocket t-shirt more appropriate for a cocktail party than a big fluffy robe is?
It's not. It's, I mean, like, Chasen is so hypocritical and he doesn't know style, so
yeah. I mean, it didn't seem like Tayshia was like that excited that Bennett was wearing the robe there, but it's like, not like, why did Chasen need to like comment, since he was the one wearing the apron on earlier part of the date? So
yeah, she did throw a little bit of shade towards the minute in the robe.
Yeah. So that's all we have for questions. Haley, did you get takes from Doug this episode?
No, I didn't. Okay. Doug has been too busy for us.
Oh, no. He's not into the season.
It's not that he's not into the season. He just, I think he does something on a Tuesday night, so he can't watch it live or something.
Mm. It's a shift to Tuesday nights. It's throwing it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else, Mari, from this episode that you wanted to touch on that we didn't cover?
No, I think we got it all. This was so fun. This was a fun episode to pop in and talk to you guys about. I'm, again, so happy to be on here. You guys, over the past, 4 years, I think I've been listening to since 2016, 2017, and it's just been amazing. I even, I didn't watch Labor of Love or anything like that, but I listened to your podcast, like, when I wasn't watching. I listened through, like, Hannah's season and stuff like that. So you guys are doing, like, great work. I love just being kept up to date with everything through you guys, and it is such an honor to be here, for real.
Oh my gosh, it's such an honor to have you.
We're so glad you could join us, and oh, what a thrill it was to see you rise through the rankings this summer and become the queen of our hub.
I can't wait to have
you back again soon.
Yes, of course, of course. I'll be here whenever you want me. Done.
Awesome. And I know you were relating to our quarantine, like, habits talking about. Do you have any new quarantine habits that you've developed, or anything that you wanted to share? Any new other shows that you're loving?
Let's see. Other than, like, the, like, one of the main quarantine habits is trying to fit in all of my podcasts. Because I, of course, I listen to a lot of them. So you guys are, like, my go-to, like, dog walking podcast. I just love it. It's like, as soon as I walk my dog, it just, like, I need to hear your voices.
We love that for us.
Yes.
This is where I want to be.
Exactly. I'm sitting in my messy bedroom that I really need to clean again for, like, the fourth time. And, like, just within the last 2 months, it's just been ridiculous. But other than that, like, I'm watching a lot of the Netflix stuff, of course, like everybody. I finished Queen's Gambit. I think I saw somewhere that they may have just finished filming The Circle, 2 seasons of The Circle. So that'll be so exciting.
I actually saw it on Instagram with Jazzy Collins. She was a former producer of, I think, on Rachel's season of The Bachelorette, and I guess she was a casting for that or a producer on that. So it seemed like it just wrapped, so I'm so excited for that.
Man, I'm telling you, and then, can you believe that we had The Circle this year? That's how long and how many things have happened this year. We had The Circle, we had Love is Blind, we had it all. We
had, like, that was like before quarantine, right? Like, that was, like,
yes,
in another time.
Cheer was this year.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
The two Love is Blind couples just celebrated their 2-year wedding anniversary.
Oh no.
That is crazy. Oh my God. Does that mean we're not going to be able to see The Circle, like, Netflix for another year since they just wrapped? Oh,
I feel like
the British one,
a lot of their other production shows got bumped back, so we will probably see that.
That's true.
Hopefully earlier rather than later. Like, The Challenge just finished filming not that long ago, maybe a month ago, and it's already airing at the beginning of December. So, I mean, if they can have a quick turnaround, I feel like Netflix can.
Yeah. That's very true.
And Bachelor is kind of at its typical time. It's going to be January 4th. So we won't have much downtime between these seasons.
Nice. So,
we've been on a real run, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've been going nonstop since Listen to Your Heart, basically.
Yeah.
You guys have been hanging in there, that's for sure.
We've had nothing else going on.
Right.
So true.
We needed this.
Yes. So thank you guys again. This was amazing.
Where can people follow you on Twitter?
Oh yeah. I'm on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's 2, like the number 2. I always say you can at me. I'll probably at you back. But yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm mostly talking about wrestling. So okay. Wrestling and reality TV.
Nice. And Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at hstrong_. Also, check out our coverage of the Great British Bake Off right here on the Reality TV Wrap Ups Network. That show's great. It's wonderful. It's coming to an end soon. Listen to the podcast. Do you want to feel joy? Watch Great British Bake Off.
And you can follow me at RHAP Recapper. Thanks again, Mari, for joining us. It was so much fun. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.